Tourism strategy was launched back in March, and it has some really big ambitions for marine tourism across Scotland to move the value from 360 million up to 450 million. So that's a pretty sizable leap through going forward to 2020. When we look at Fife in particular, the sailing and sea angling markets are valued at around about 1.3 million. So it's a sizable sector. Fife Council undertook a study in 2015 and reviewed the 37 points along the shore from Kincardine round to Newborough, looking at the facilities. And during this process, there was an evaluation that has also come out of the national strategy. And that's highlighted clearly the challenges that rest in some of the facilities, but there is a real push now to maximise the potential of marine tourism. It's now core to the national tourism strategy, which it never was before. So there's a big opportunity for the sector. Undoubtedly, there are facilities that would need investment. Currently, around Scotland, there is a real drive to put in new pontoons, and it's been proven where an investment takes place that can attract more visiting yachts, the secondary spend in cafes, shops, bars, hotels, increases. The study would indicate that there are some 400 visiting yachts coming into the Fife ports. That's not a big number, but there's certainly every potential to grow. Now, the connections down to the northeast of England and up around into the Highlands and into the Moray Firth, these are potential visiting routes for yachtsmen. But again, we're not just singularly looking at sailing. This strategy looks at 14 different sectors, and that covers some scuba diving, windsurfing, sea angling, to kayaking. So it's not singularly sailing. Scotland is an island nation. We've got over 10,000 miles of coastline, and with 37 different facilities along the Fife coast, there is hope that a closer link can be made with Fife, and it can be part of this growth as we go forward. It's looking at 25% growth in the turnover figures, and we would certainly hope that the Fife coastal ports could get a share of that growing cake. The strategy is based around building the customer experience and collaboration and joint marketing. Fergus Ewing was quite clear that there is no current money sitting on the table, but equally he was very clear that if there was a compelling case that was put forward by the industry, that the government would seriously look at that. And I think that has shown when they put their hands in their pocket and put money into the business and conference tourism sector, they made a case. And they've had funding allocated to attracting delegates to business conferences. I think there's definitely an opportunity for marine tourism to get together and really make that compelling case. Some of the traditional fishing ports are unique within Fife to Scotland. And, there are connections to the Forth and the Tay estuaries. There are stronger sailing communities in these areas. Part of the strategy is looking at creating joined up themed trips, cruise routes. So again, there's a potential to collaborate with other areas out with Fife itself. But I think there's merit in looking at some form of Fife Harbour Forum or a collaborative group that can then engage with the groups on your north and south peripheries. And through that, I think that's where the joint ideas can come together that will, I think, result in funding support. Visit Scotland and Sail Scotland undertook a campaign in the last year that has driven approximately 1.3 million back into sailing across Scotland. For example, they're doing additional digital activity around the London Boat Show in January, and that's just one facet of what they're involved in. Now, to be part of that, harbours, sailing clubs and marinas need to engage with Sail Scotland and these marketing campaigns.